This is Rumble in the Morning on FM 99.
And now it's time for Stupid News.
It's so stupid and awesome.
Where we ask the important questions.
Are some people too stupid to live?
Why are people so stupid?
Are you effing stupid?
Here's Rumble.
It is Stupid News time here at FM 99 WNOR. Item number one. From Salt Lake City, Utah. Four guys, they just got sentenced, by the way, for this. That's why it's in the news. Four guys have been sentenced for their role in an $8 million telemarketing fraud, which promised investors that this business, if they would just invest, had found a way to extract gold from plain dirt. And you sold it over the phone and made $8 million.
Oh, man.
This is crazy.
Wow.
Who says yes to this? Mark Tagger, 55 years old, sentenced 43 months in federal prison. Wire fraud, money laundering, et cetera, et cetera. Yikes. Oh, okay, here we go. Then they had Jonathan Shokare. He is 69 years old. So you had an older guy. Here's a guy that was 75 that participated in this. So basically,
wow,
you got older people to convince their friends to do this. That's what this is reading like now. That's messed up, dude.
You're going to have to be a good salesman.
Yeah, well, you're 75. Enjoy your 2 years in jail.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he got 24 months of probation for failing to disclose to federal authorities that he acknowledged that securities fraud was occurring. So apparently he didn't perpetrate the fraud. He was just a bystander that knew that it was happening. Wow. Let's see, Matthew, Mark, and John, which you may know from the Bible.
Yes.
Posed as...
as apostles.
Yes, they did. That's right. They were the leaders in the scheme. They told investors that they had created a plan to make money by extracting gold from dirt using a revolutionary process that was developed by one of them. The one guy was presented to investors as an expert in metals, which he is not. Defendants controlled this proprietary technology that eventually, they cold called potential investors and passed individual investors on to the other two guys to make money, et cetera, et cetera.
All right.
Formed a consulting company. Long story short, we're not harvesting gold from plain dirt.
No, you can only find Bitcoin in plain dirt.
That's right. it's being mined as we speak.
Yes.
In the dirt.
In the dirt.
Seems right.
They probably would have gotten away with it if they had just sold extended car warranties like everybody else.
Yeah, I know. Oh, my God. I was just thinking to myself, I need a car warranty. That's item one.
Item number two. There's a family in Massachusetts.
Yeah?
Who hired a professional treasure hunter.
Oh, yeah.
To investigate this rumor, a decades-old rumor of money hidden in their home.
So, wait, this is so well-known that there's been a rumor, like a publicly known rumor.
Wow.
I guess, yeah, because he found $46,000 under the floorboards that they were never able to find before.
That's money well spent hiring this guy.
Yeah.
Keith Wiles said he was contacted by a Western Massachusetts family who told him about this rumor of a large sum of money that was concealed in their home back in the 1950s.
Yikes.
The family said that they had hired carpenters to look inside the walls, underneath the floors in the past, but no trace of the money had ever been discovered.
Mm-hmm.
This treasure hunter said he took his metal detector into the family's attic, and it signaled that there was something up there underneath the floorboards. He took an endoscopic camera in there, revealed a metal box hidden under the floor.
Nice.
They pulled up the floorboards, they opened the box, and discovered the $46,000 in cash.
Nice, I like it.
Wow.
God bless. Do they have any idea who left it?
It was left in original bank straps dating back to the 1950s. A family member who identifies herself as Karen with a K.
Of course.
Wants to speak to the manager. Said the discovery came after years of wondering if all the stories of hidden money were true. I'm just glad they finally found it, Karen said. She said the family has not yet decided what they do with the discovered cash.
Wow. But it's apparently so well known that it's like a like a known rumor.
It's like a legend almost. Yeah.
That's the treasure house or whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what it is? That's crazy to me.
Wow. $46,000 somewhere in that house.
I've never owned a house that there was a story about.
I mean, I'd be
this
stoked.
This would be a great phone poll, though.
I'd be stoked about $46,000 being the amount.
Yeah.
But if it's the rumor that's been going on forever and you're hiring people, I'd expect it to be in the millions, you
yes.
know?
Yes, you kind of want it. You want it to be like, all gold and diamonds. And,
or at least like $100,000. Like, $46,000. I mean, I'd still be stoked. Like, yes, that's $46,000 I didn't have. That's huge, you know?
And let me ask you this question. They hired a carpenter first.
Uh-huh.
If you had hired a carpenter to do this, wouldn't you like just be looking over his shoulder the whole time?
Yeah.
Yes.
Only $46,000? Maybe there was another box somewhere.
Yeah.
This is the one you're telling me about.
Uh-huh.
Right.
You know, but a lot of money in 1950, $46,000, that's a ton of money in 1950.
Oh, yeah.
It's
oh,
a ton of money.
I mean,
so
if you invested it, you'd be doing pretty well, but it's just been sitting there on its own.
I know.
Yeah, yeah. No
but
kidding.
Inflation-wise, it's probably $250,000, right? I mean,
in 1950 dollars?
Yeah.
That would be easy to find out.
Yeah.
That sounds about right, but I don't know that. Could even
so
be
that's,
more.
That's where it would be a lot of money.
Scale it up.
I know three guys that can probably turn that excess dirt into some gold.
Yes. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and...
that's right. And Melchizedek.
Yes.
Yeah, thanks. Abednego. Hey, all righty. And then we get to this. Yikes. Let me see that. Yeah. There you go, kids. All right. A woman captured on surveillance camera near an unsuspecting couple's wedding gifts. You know where this is going, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, this is no amateur. Newlyweds Madison and John were saying I do in front of the guests when a mystery woman was spotted on camera approaching the gift table. You don't ever go to a wedding where you know every single person there, so nobody really said, who's that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Couple is not alone, however. This particular woman has stolen gifts from weddings in three different states. She is a professional wedding gift thief.
Yes, and it's caused rifts in families all over the place.
Has no doubt.
Several toasters.
I was gonna say.
A couple Keurig machines.
Yeah. Fondue sets. Yeah. Rod Fitzwell's wedding money got stolen.
Got it all
from
back,
the venue.
Though.
Yeah.
Yep, so the security guards took it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, how about that?
Yeah, security
isn't
guards.
Isn't that way? Hey, when there's an armored car robbery, who do we look at first?
I know.
Yeah, right. The people in charge of the armored car.
Wow.
You should have saw that guy when I went back the following Monday and was digging through the trash.
Yeah.
And he immediately found a ripped up check. And then I found a card, and that security guard came out and looked at me. He goes, what are you doing? And I said, I got married here on Saturday, and somebody stole from me.
Yeah.
And he just froze, and then he ran.
Oh,
and then the director comes out and says, the director of this place, you need to get out of here. I said, I'm not going. I already called the police.
Yeah.
They're on their way here. I'm going to keep looking. And I told her what happened.
Yeah.
It was only the money. It wasn't the presents.
No,
I got you a present.
They grabbed. Yeah, it was only. No, I had a. This is the most embarrassing thing. Is I had to pick up the phone and call people to ask how much they gave because there was people. There was cards that were in there. Like my brother TJ gave me $100. Well, that $100 in cash was gone. There were gift cards that were in there gone. So you
have to know what's missing.
Yeah, so I had to call people that came to our wedding and ask them how much they gave. And the most embarrassing thing is I hired a couple of guys to perform at the wedding, and one of them ended up giving us a gift. That meant I now have to call the other guy, and I felt so bad because I didn't want a gift from either of those guys.
Right.
And then my buddy Howard flew in from California.
Wow.
That was his gift.
Ugh.
He flew in from California. That was his gift. I had to get on the phone and call Howard. It was ridiculous.
And it's embarrassing to Howard because he spent all his money on this plane ticket. Yes. So now he's got to tell you he just gave you a card.
And when this occurred, I called the radio station or the next morning we were talking about it because I left right after the show and got into that dumpster because I figured, hey, I've watched enough Law & Order. I know that if this stuff is missing, it's in the dumpster. And sure enough, it all was. And
your crime show knowledge paid off.
And I mentioned on the air this place.
Yeah.
And what happened?
Yeah.
And the phones light up. And
you're not the only one.
No.
Matter of fact, I had to cancel a dentist appointment that day to dig in the dumpster. Yeah. And I'm talking to Dr. Kynikoff himself, and he goes, "Hang on, Rochelle is here. I think it was Rochelle. Let me get her because the same thing happened to her. Same thing, the same place."
Wow.
And never got the stuff back.
Well, I just remember that I gave you a gift because I remember going to Bed Bath & Beyond with my mom. And whoever was working there that day was like, "Hey, I know you. I guessed your boob size on the radio." And I had to, with my mom, be like,
she got it right.
You're the one who got it right.
This is my
mom. So proud of this. The moments on our radio show. Yes.
And that's when I was buying your wedding gift. Yeah. So.
I appreciate that gift. Whatever.
I hope you got it. Yeah. I don't remember either, but it was probably off a registry. Yes. Yeah.
Anyway, got all the money back that was taken from us.
Wow.
Every penny.
What a story, dude.
That just sucks.
And proved it was the security guards.
You're supposed to be enjoying your newlywed life, and instead you're trying to put this fire out.
Rick is on the camera wishing us the best as the guy is making off in the back with the box of cards.
Yeah. The dude's on video, right?
Yeah, you're wishing. And then,
he's the security guard. Yeah. Of course he has the box.
Yeah. Bastards.
Wow.
And just for the record, because I know there was a non-disclose agreement between us and the place, I've not mentioned the name of this place.
Yeah, right.
I never will. Yep.
Well,
no, they just made sure you got your money back.
Yeah.
If you could just keep this on the...
Yes.
Yeah, sure. We just have a radio show. I wouldn't go after you, but if it happened, it happened. I can't distort the truth. I mean, come on, man. All right. That's it. Those three stories are true.
And stupid.
There you go. And that's why it's called...
Stupid News.